I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Clay Mitchell, and he's a farmer in Northeast Iowa. And we're going to talk a little bit about the forensic methods you found for line farming systems, kind of compared to angled farming systems, and how precision has played a role in that.
Well, one thing that we found is that the quality of the operation, meaning actually hitting the target rate that you're trying to apply, is really important in every system. What's special about a line farming systems is that it allows us to measure them. We can finally observe how we're doing. It's very difficult to do that in angled farming systems.
And what were some of the other benefits? I think you were talking about kind of the spread of fertilizers and other things in angled farming versus aligned farming.
Yeah. With the aligned farming systems that we're talking about are kind of a collection of niche systems that are designed to achieve something particular. So in controlled traffic farming, we align the operations to compact less of the ground. And in our case, we're touching about 17% of the ground. In conventional farming, it's 85 to 100% of the ground is compacted every year. So it's a really powerful solution to compaction. I talked about raised bed farming, where the alignment is to allow surface drainage. In strip till, it's proximity of fertilizer and seed that's achieved. So they're really different intentions in different systems, but all allow creation of some cropping condition that wouldn't otherwise be possible.
And as I understand it, because you are systematically creating a condition, you're negating some natural conditions of the field?
Not entirely, but when in our sampling, because we're sampling points that are close together and run the length of the field, we can mask the underlying differences in the field, and it allows us to measure very directly just those differences that we've created. So those are the things that we can most easily correct, and that's what we want to see. We don't want to be distracted by different parts of the field simply being higher and lower fertility or something like that. We're trying to measure what is our effect, purely our effect.
Okay. And then, as I understand it, you're using auto steer, robotic application, precision farming to acquire these samples.
That's right. The AgRobotics Auto Probe is a new machine that was released on the market this year, and I was just one of the early customers. Very much meets the needs for kind of taking our single row harvesting to the next step and trying to figure out why are some rows doing better than others. Simply knowing that some rows are doing better than others only allows us to feel bad. We need to find out why that is so we can correct it.
Okay. And you're saying this, I think you said in your presentation, you said this takes a lot of time out, doing something that originally really was a little bit too big by hand.
Right. So with the auto probe, I had tried doing a similar kind of methodology, going the length of the row, collecting a soil sample and mixing it together to try to get a representative sample of the difference between rows. And I could get maybe 20 samples an entire day. Here, in a matter of a couple hours, they're able to collect 150 samples, and in a much more repeatable way than what I had, much higher quality.
Let's just go back to the fact you're an Iowa farmer. Talk a little bit about the weather and where your crops are now and how you guys are recuperating.
Yeah, there are a few people who literally had everything flooded out. Well, it amounted to quite a few acres, a lot of river bottom ground. But on higher ground, or ground that wasn't completely flooded, there really was a big difference due to management. People who had worked hard on drainage systems and structures like grassed waterways, which some people are talking about here, really proved their effectiveness. So while everybody is hurting, some are hurting less than others, and this will certainly be a below average year, I think, for just about everybody. In terms of the impact of precision farming, gauging nitrogen needs in a year like this has been really important. So I've side-dressed almost all my corn, which I virtually never do. Also, we start seeing a lot of sulfur deficiency, which I think is going to be something we start seeing more and more because of less sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere. But using precision techniques for getting that on where it was needed during cropping season has made a big difference. So most of my fields look pretty good right now. And guys with conventional techniques who haven't adapted within the growing season have a lot of really, really bad-looking crops.
So how much would you say you're going to be able to recover for your yield?
I would say farm-wide probably 30 bushels per acre in corn improvement over if I hadn't done anything. That's just an estimate from looking at the crop, but we'll have some hard numbers after harvest.
Okay, great. I think that covers all my questions. Anything you want to add?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate your time.